Welcome to Wealth Consciousness, where we take the inner intuitive journey to living your heart's desire. I'm your host, Susan Hanstead, therapist by training, entrepreneur by nature. In each episode, we will start the dialogue necessary to understand that to scale your business, you must scale your heart, mind, and soul. We will up-level the goal setting, dig deep, strengthen your discipline conversation to a how-to, clear path to deconstructing your habits and training your mind to release the limiting beliefs and live in limitless possibility. Your extraordinary life is right around the corner. It's really quite easy once you learn to trust yourself. Join me now in your next breath. Hello and welcome to episode 3 of Wealth Consciousness. I'm so happy to be with you today. Today we're going to share a little bit about stepping into your purposefulness more authentically. So hopefully you're starting to notice that when you listen to this podcast, we're always going to start off with the habit of breath. Nothing fancy, just a couple big deep breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth, so that we can actually settle into this present moment. So I invite you now with me to take 3 deep breaths. We're going to take 3 on the count of 3, hold for 3, and then release in 3. So I'll go ahead and get you started, and then you find your own natural rhythm. But go ahead and take in a nice long deep breath in through your nose. Hold for 3, and then release out through the mouth, slowly in 3. So go ahead and try that 2 more times. Start to notice how you can bring your attention to your breath. Even if you're driving or walking, or perhaps you're on your treadmill, allow yourself to pay attention to yourself, giving yourself a few big deep breaths, allowing you then to drop into this present moment. Now, don't you feel better already? So today we're going to talk about the idea of stepping into your purposefulness with more authenticity. Entrepreneurs are usually on purpose, in my experience. They are on purpose with trying to implement goals and more discipline and more efficient tasks. Today, I'm going to ask you to do more being than doing and try to pay attention to be in your purposefulness. In other words, there's not something else that you need in this moment. So I want us to take a look at this idea of being more often than doing. And I can assure you that the doing will come with the being. So in our mastermind groups, we always start off with raising our neurochemistry for health and building a thriving mindset. We always start off with raising that bar by celebrating or energizing. So I'd like you to take a moment as you're driving or walking. Hopefully you've stopped scrolling through the social media at this moment and instead bringing your attention just to these words. What are you celebrating or energizing? Take a moment. Just check in with yourself. What's good? What are you giving your attention to? What's working? What's your state of mind? Now, if you find that your state of mind is tired, overwhelmed, too busy, you're doing 3 other things as you listen to me, then I'd like to invite you to breathe again. And then I'd like you to start to notice if you give your attention to something to celebrate, what could you find? Could it be that the sunshine's out today, that you had a particularly great conversation at work or at home, that you're feeling really good in your body today, feeling healthy, feeling strong, feeling energized? I'd like you to sort of search for something to celebrate. And I'd also like you to notice that as you've started listening to this podcast and we've taken some breaths together and discussed the idea of that our thoughts create our life and that we create our thoughts, I'd love to know what's changed. What are you creating more of? And as you know, what we focus on, we create more of. So I'd also like us to take a brief moment to look at contrast. Contrast is always helpful for us, as if it's a road sign. a road sign on the freeway that lets us know that there's something we need to pay attention to. In other words, what habit or situation triggers negative or unhelpful focus? Do you notice that an unproductive conflict, a behavior of an employee, perhaps even your own time management, do you notice that that is the trigger or the habit that sort of knocks you off balance from creating positive thought and giving your energies to things that are actually working for you? So if you notice that you're feeling most of the time like you're too busy to have a conversation to clarify something, or you're too busy to get it all done in one day, I'd like you to notice that as a road sign and as a habit that's triggering unhelpful focus. So I would love for you to look at how you respond to the conditions and situations as they arise, and then take a look at what is your part in that. What part are you noticing that you give your attention to? So here's what I'd like to share to you today, and also just to speak life to many, many entrepreneurs that I talk with on a daily basis about the places that they get stuck. And here's the main place that I notice that most entrepreneurs get stuck. Do you know what you want? Are you really clear about what you want? Or are you most of the time responding to the conditions or events in your environment? Now, why I would like to underline this for you today is it's actually quite freeing, the practice of really clarifying, distilling down, knowing exactly what you want. So some people are able to use a vision board. Some people are able to write out their vivid vision. And I'm going to ask you today to pay more attention to that kind of idea of what is in your heart's desire. What makes your soul sing? And then how will that reflect in your business? So as of today, in this moment, I'm not really asking you to look at what are your goals. I'm not really asking you to refer back to your goals, your 90-day goals or your annual goals or your revenue goals. I'm actually asking you to take a look at what will those goals get you that feeds your heart's desire. What will it give you when you meet those revenue goals, when you meet those 30-day, 60-day, 90-day quarterly goals? What will it get you? And what are the icons around you that support you being in your heart's desire? So in other words, what is the driving force? What is the place within you that is your compass that says, I'm on the right course, I am moving towards my goals, I am creating an asset or a relationship or a healthfulness or my finances or my impact that meets my heart's desire? So most people find it really helpful to have visuals to help them be reminded of how to stay on focus so that all of our efforts are moving us towards getting what we want and need to fulfill our heart's desire. Oftentimes, where I find that entrepreneurs get stuck is when they're focusing on something or someone outside of themselves, and that rarely gets us to our desired end. In other words, it's an internal shift. It's an internal shift to focus back onto what is in my heart's desire. How will that look? How will that feel? How do I stay on course so that all other things fall by the wayside? Because I am that focused on delivering to the world my purposefulness. So today I'd like to, again, speak life to you. Entrepreneurs are busy, creative, wonderful beings, and I love, love, love working with them. And then they also have some very interesting, specific challenges. And staying on focus, staying on course, is something that I see that comes up often. So I'd love for you today, as you reminded yourself what you are celebrating, so that you can get yourself into a state of mind that allows you to touch base with your creative self, to be focused on managing your time and your tasks so that it meets your heart's desire. Looking less at discipline and tasks and more at being fully in your authentic self that came here to do a very specific thing within your business, within your expression, within your relationships. So what I'd like to sort of challenge you with today is to come up with great clarity on what it is you want. Not just your revenue goals, not how much you'll grow your business this year or year over year, but what will that give you? And what will that feel like? What will be the state of mind that allows you to be in your best and highest self? The best vehicle to deliver your special purposefulness to the world. So I'm going to challenge you with this idea to focus back to what your heart's desire is. Be very, very clear. If you have the ability to write it out or create a vision board, that would be even better to help you to stay focused with clarity. Sometimes we need sort of a challenge to actually verbally get clarity so that when someone asks us, why do you do this? That it can be very, very clear to us how to message that. But what I'm going to ask you to do also, when you get a moment, is to write down two I statements to support you staying in your heart's desire. And so the first I statement that I would love to have you write down and keep in front of you is I am. And then go ahead and finish that sentence for yourself. I am creating a thriving, healthful lifestyle for myself. I'm creating a business that supports and serves in these ways. And then I would like for you to also create another I statement that says, I am fully on purpose. I am fully in my purposefulness. I am fully in my authentic self. And then describe for yourself what that actually looks like. And so I would love for you to find a way to put these icons, these reminders in front of you in a way that will remind you to stay on course, to return to your heart's desire on a daily basis. And at first, maybe it will take, an hour by hour basis just to get in the habit of being in a state of being in your fullest and highest expression of your gifts and talents and how you deliver those to the world. I want to remind you that your special purposefulness is necessary to the world. And so again, I want to challenge you today. Know your heart's desire. Be as clear as you can possibly be about it. Allow yourself to write it down, have icons around you so that you can speak clearly to your truth and your heart's desire. And then support that with staying focused on the state of beingness and the state of mind that helps you to stay on track. And then also notice when you get road signs that remind you that you're giving your attention to has taken you off track. It is giving you contrast so that you can look back and allow yourself to adjust, move back into that state of being that is so clear, so purposeful, that everything else falls away the wayside. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I'm so grateful to have you here with me. If you love today's content and you want to share your inspiration, feel free to rate us and review us. Take a screenshot of that review and send it to info@instituteofpossibilitythinking.com, and we'll send you a masterclass, Releasing the Habit of Rumination, as our gift. Looking forward to being with you on our next episode. And until then, you have everything you need within you.